There's a video, and you can find it online, of last December's California International Marathon. In it, the clock above the finish line is counting up to 2 hours and 45 minutes. That's the qualifying standard for the Olympic marathon trials. The California International Marathon is a fast race, specifically marketed to runners who hope to qualify for the Olympic trials. And on this day, 99 women had crossed the finish line within the qualifying time when this happened.
Oh, no!
Did you see what she did?
She fell
and missed it.
Here's Only a Games, Karen Given.
Some people spend their whole lives figuring out what they want to be. Haley Sutter figured it out when she was 12.
I became a runner. I know the specific date that I became a runner.
It was September 14th, just a few weeks after Haley started seventh grade.
I didn't run a step that day. I didn't run a step for 8 months thereafter, but that is when I identify myself as becoming a runner.
Haley was helping her volleyball team set up for the next day's match. And when the coach left the gym for a few minutes, Haley and her teammates got the idea, as seventh graders sometimes do, to ride around on the dollies meant to carry chairs.
I had a friend in the front and I was in the back, and my friend in the front of this dolly was kind of kicking to make us go faster, and I saw her doing that, and without even thinking, I was like, oh, I should do that too. So I put my foot down to give us a kick, and the dolly just severed through my ankle. So it's a very disgusting story if you really imagine the details, so please don't.
Haley had severed her Achilles tendon. The next day, she sat between her parents while the operating surgeon explained that Haley would most likely walk with a limp for the rest of her life.
She's never going to run. She's never going to play sports. And I remember sitting there, and I'm so lucky that I was a defiant 12-year-old, and I said, well, I'm going to show you.
And she did. By the time she was in high school, Haley wasn't just a runner. She had set her sights on her school's record for the mile.
And I never, you know, even came within 30 seconds of it. I always wanted to push myself and set really big, you know, perhaps unattainable, but exciting and scary goals for myself.
But the first time Haley ever ran a marathon, she didn't set a big, scary goal. She just wanted to see if she could do it. As it turned out, she didn't just finish. On a hot, humid day in Houston, she finished in 2:52:37, just 7 minutes and 37 seconds slower than the time needed to qualify for the Olympic trials.
Afterward, everyone was like, oh my gosh, if the weather would have been great, like, I wonder what time you could have ran. And, you know, kind of getting it in my ear that I was only 7 minutes off, like, in my first ever marathon, which is still a lot. 7 minutes in a marathon is a lot of time. But running that first one and having a good level of success made me think I could potentially go after this.
So I read that your first attempt, like official attempt to qualify, was at something called Grandma's, which
Grandma's
I've never
Marathon.
Heard of.
Yep. Yeah. So Grandma's Marathon is in Duluth, Minnesota. The course is just generally really favorable. It's a place where a lot of people attempt to break the OTQ.
OTQ, the Olympic Trials Qualifying Standard. It's just one of many running terms you might want to look up before having a conversation with Haley Sutter. But back to the story. All right, so take me to the morning of the race. How were you feeling?
So nervous. Usually I'm pretty calm and confident in myself, but I was thinking about all those things that I didn't do or I should have done. Like, just thinking of cross training, like, I didn't lift enough, I didn't swim, I didn't do abs, you know, I should have been stretching more and, like, rolling out my muscles. Little things, auxiliary things that are oftentimes necessary to kind of get to the next level.
I've known you for, like, 31 minutes, and I bet you had done quite a few of them.
Yeah, and I had, and I was just kind of digging myself into this, like, pit of despair and just, you know, being irrational in some ways.
So you're really nervous. You get to the starting line, then what happens?
Stay nervous. Yeah, I found a group of girls who were also trying to run the qualifying standard, so just kind of, like, grouped up with them and, you know, essentially just waited for the gun to go off.
Haley doesn't usually run in a group. She's more comfortable setting her own pace. But at Grandma's, because she had set such a big, scary goal, she thought a pace group might help. But the group went out too fast for Haley. By mile 10, the rest of the group had pulled ahead. By mile 20, Haley realized that she wasn't going to be able to catch up.
And so you have these people who, you know, they're either keeping pace or picking it up a little bit, and I'm, like, slowly slowing down. So it's just like these, like, stars in the galaxy. Like, if you've seen Star Wars and, like, the stars are, like, flying past, that's, like, exactly what it felt like.
Haley crossed the line at 2:52:56, nearly 8 minutes off her goal. But she didn't dwell on her disappointment for long.
You know, once I decided, okay, you know what, I'm not out of the game, I still have this, then CIM was pretty much the only marathon at that point that I wanted to do.
CIM, California International Marathon. It's held in early December in Northern California. Like Grandma's, it's a mostly straight, mostly flat course. Lots of runners use it to try to set qualifying times.
It's just historically a really fast, really strong field.
This time, Haley banished all those irrational thoughts.
So I was really relaxed, and I was really confident in telling people to, like, 2:45 or bust.
By mile two, Haley felt so good that she found her mantra. She says they often come to her in the early parts of a race. She started repeating to herself over and over, you're gonna do it. You just have to get there.
Which then became kind of ironic in the last couple miles when I was telling myself this.
Haley says she had little flashes of doubt along the way. She knew that was normal, and she just kept telling herself, you're gonna do it. You just have to get there.
From 20 to 23 is when it just started to kind of progressively get a little bit harder. And then at mile 23 is when I really remember thinking, like, oh no, like, this is getting really bad.
With just 2/10 of a mile to go, Haley remembers seeing a man dressed in a Jesus costume holding a sign that said, the end is near.
And I remember, like, looking at him, and I'm so delirious at this point too, just thinking, like, oh my gosh, like, this could be my end.
The finish line was just a block past the final turn.
So I round the curve, and you can see the clock. They have the, like, big finishing banner, and they have the clock there. And the announcer said, 30 seconds to go. Let's see how many of these women can make it. So women are starting to sprint beside me, and I'm just watching the seconds tick by. And I could feel my legs getting wobbly. And if you look at the video, like, I'm trying to run as fast and straight as I can, but I'm starting to swerve. And someone on the sideline actually got these really kind of devastating but beautiful pictures of me as I'm falling. And you can see, I'd kind of turn my head up and start to scream, and then I fall right there.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Haley doesn't remember much of this next part. She knows she crawled maybe 5 or 10 feet across the finish line, and she knows what was running through her mind as she did it.
Just get there. So, like, when I was crawling, I was like, just get there, just get there.
By the time Haley crawled across the finish, the clock read 2:45:07, 7 seconds over the Olympic trials qualifying standard.
They better give it to her.
Great job.
Oh, my God. Did you see that?
Volunteers picked Haley up off the ground and walked with her until she came back to her senses.
And I was asking this one lady who was, like, helping me. I was like, is it chip time or is it gun time?
The clock above the finish line displayed the time since the starting gun was fired. That's gun time. But it was a big field. Haley knew it had taken her a few seconds to cross the starting line after the gun went off. The chip in her bib would have recorded how long it actually took her to get from the start line to the finish line. And that's chip time. The volunteer didn't know which time was used for the OTQ, so Haley still didn't know if she'd qualified. So she left the course, went to brunch with her dad and her boyfriend. That's when she got a text from her roommate that said,
oh my gosh, Haley did it, Haley did it. And with a screenshot of my finishing time, which was 2:45:00 by chip. And so at that point, I was so excited and was like, oh my gosh, we did it. I remember I gave my dad and my boyfriend, we were all hugging and cheering, and I was so excited.
But Haley hadn't done it. A little later, she got a call from her coach. The qualifying standard went by gun time, not chip time.
You know, it honestly still was fine because I was really proud of myself. I had ran a huge PR. I knew that I pushed myself as far and as hard as I could. And so, you know, I didn't even think to be devastated that I didn't do it.
And then Haley got another call from a more experienced runner who knew how to petition USA Track and Field to accept chip time instead of gun time.
And so I'm sitting at brunch, like, fielding all these phone calls. My phone is dying. So at one point, I was actually in the bathroom charging my phone.
A few months later, USA Track and Field accepted Haley's appeal, qualifying her for the Olympic Trials Marathon in Atlanta on February 29th, 2020. And that video of her fallen crawl at the finish line, it's been watched over and over by thousands of people. But as you've probably guessed by now, Haley's not the kind of person to let that bother her.
You know, there are two options. There's two avenues you can take. You can find it hilarious or you can find it devastating. My dad doesn't like to watch it. He finds it really sad. I think it's funny, but I also kind of see it as an empowering moment too, that so I didn't run across the finish line, I crawled. Throughout my life, I'll look back on that moment and take it as a metaphor that when things aren't going my way and I'm not achieving what I want to, that, you know, maybe I just needed to change tactics.
At last count, 335 women have qualified for the 2020 U.S. Olympic Trials Marathon. The fastest has a time of just under 2:21. Haley Sutter is all the way down at the bottom of the list, tied for last place with 2:45. But as always, she's set a big, scary goal for herself. She wants to finish in the top 50.
That's a huge goal, and I might not get there, but as long as I don't finish dead last, I've done better than expected.
That story came from Only a Game's Karen Given.